wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book.
Well, those of us who love to read can relate to that line in the Melanie song, because you do live in a good book when you're reading. It transports you away. Nancy Pearl has made it her life's work to help us find those good books to live in as a librarian, as author of Book Lust and other books. And she's also worked with Amazon to get some good books back into print after they had fallen out of circulation. Nancy Pearl is our chief book correspondent at KUOW, and she joins us again with a reading recommendation. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Ross.
So it's Alan Bradley's The Dead in Their Vaulted Arches. Now, I took a quick look at the New York Times book review. They called it part Harriet the Spy, part Violet Baudelaire from Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Good pocket description, you think?
You know, they just reach for those comparisons. It's just bizarre. But yes, it is a good, it is actually a good description. And The Dead in Their Vaulted Arches is actually the sixth in a series of books by Alan Bradley. He didn't begin publishing until he was in his, I believe, late 60s, which Wow. should give us all hope in one way or another. And then he began this wonderful, wonderful series about a young girl, Flavia DeLuce, who is 11 years old in 1950. And the first book, The Sweetness at the Bottom of the Pie, introduces us to her. And in that book, she has to get her father out of the hot water that he's in. He's been accused of murder, has to do with a stamp, a missing stamp. There's just
pretty heavy for an 11-year-old.
It is. But she's a chemist. She loves chemistry. And she has two older sisters, so she's kind of the picked upon younger sister. Her mother went missing in Nepal during the war and is presumed dead. So for now, six novels, the story has continued, all set during that 11th year. And the thing about these are cozy mysteries. These are about as far as you can get from the Swedes and the Norwegians.
Not those Danish. Dark, horrible, bloody things.
No. Yeah. Think Agatha Christie, but much, much, much better written, with just a charming narrator, Flavia. And one of the best things about this is I'm not an audiobook person normally, but the audiobooks of these are all read by a woman named Jane Entwistle, which I have to love that name. And she does a marvelous job of conveying the book.
How wonderful that a man in his late 60s took as his main character a girl of 11. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, isn't that? It's fascinating. And to make her so real and to make, I mean, they're excellent mysteries as mysteries. So, you know, like Agatha Christie, you get the clues. They're there. Something's not going to come out of the woodwork at the last minute and say, oh, but what we didn't tell you was this really happened off the page. Everything is there for you to figure out. But the best part is the writing. And Flavia, in addition to loving chemistry, is a real reader. And in the first one, The Sweetness at the Bottom of the Pie, there's some wonderful scenes in the library where this old dragon of a librarian has come back, and everybody is saying their novenas to pray that she'll go away very quickly or not come out of retirement to take over Bishop's Lacey's Free Public Library. So they're just absolutely wonderful. They're perfect summer reads in the sense that they're just so enjoyable.
Do you have to start with the first one?
You know, that's a really interesting question, because in general, I think there are two kinds of mystery series. One, you do have to start with the first one, and the other one that you don't. So this is an example of a series that you have to start. You could start anywhere, but you're going to get much more out of it as you see that year, Flavia's 11th year, progress.
Now, she's got quite a busy 11th year if she's solved six mysteries so far, and who knows when the series is going to end.
It's amazing. It's amazing the amount of dead bodies that she stumbles over in this very, very, very little English town. But the kind of series where I'm thinking where you don't have to start at the beginning are, say, the Sue Grafton alphabet. A is for alibi, B is for burglar. Doesn't matter where you are. You know, things happen to the main character, but she doesn't change and develop, and the plot isn't built necessarily strongly on what has happened in the past.
Nancy Pearl's recommendation is The Dead in Their Vaulted Arches, Alan Bradley's novel. You can find all of Nancy's suggestions at our website, kuow.org. A pleasure as always, Nancy Pearl.
Thank you, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.